The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The attention is focused on Leinster House and who is in, who is out of cabinet. Philip Ryan, political editor with the Irish Independent, with me. So, Philip, people's phones buzzing here with notifications in the last few minutes. What news have you?
Yeah, people are going in and out as we speak of the new Taoiseach's office, Taoiseach Simon Harris, for the first time. And what we know so far is that it looks like we have two new cabinet ministers anyway, in one being European Affairs Minister Peter Burke, who's moved his way up, it looks like, into the enterprise portfolio. And it also looks like OPW Minister, Office of Public Works Minister Patrick O'Donovan, has been moved up into higher education. Other ministers who have been in, Pascal Donoghue's been in, the Finance or the Public Expenditure Minister and Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys have both spoken to Simon Harris. It's believed both are saying in their own positions. Justice Minister Helen McEntee has been in with Mr. Harris, and I'm just not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that she is remaining as Justice Minister under the new Taoiseach.
So there had been speculation around Hildegard Nocton, currently Chief Whip, Jennifer Carroll McNeill as well. Do we know whether they might be moved? There's two kind of junior positions.
I just got a text message there, okay, and it says Hildegard Nocton is with the Taoiseach. I don't know what that means. It's probably good news, I think. But then if someone is filling her position as Chief Whip, and she's also a Minister of State in the Department of Health. So if he's getting rid of her, he's going to call her in. If he is leaving her in place, he will bring her in as well, just to inform her of that, because it has to go through the official process of appointing essentially his first cabinet team. So we'll wait for that one and see where it goes. But for the moment, that's where it lies. It's not a huge shakeup. It's pretty much, apart from the two new additions in Patrick O'Donovan and Peter Burke, it's as you were, as such.
Yeah, so still a bit of movement we wait to find detail on. As you say, Patrick O'Donovan has vacated a job with responsibility for the Office of Public Works, and Peter Burke with responsibility for European Affairs. We don't know whether Hildegard Nocton is in there because she's remaining on as Chief Whip, or whether she's going to be moved into one of those positions. If she is moved, who gets her position?
I'll try text while we're on air and see if someone gets back to me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's all a bit underwhelming, is it? Or was it ever thus?
Well, it is a little bit of that. Like, what are we looking at here? We're looking at a new Taoiseach who's going to be in place for a maximum of 11 months. He can move people around the place. He can, point people to new portfolios. That was one of the things in Helen McEntee's favour, given that the short time frame. Do you put somebody in there and tell them they have 11 months to read over the entire justice portfolio and take into consideration everything from the guards, the courts, immigration, and whatever else you're having, and do a better job than a person who's been there for the last 3 years, so or 3 or 4 years actually. So it's a difficult one for them, and the day has gone. Like, look, everybody knew he was going to get elected. The only big shock was potentially Michael Healy Ray's name being put forward for a Taoiseach, but that didn't go very far. And then after that, you have a situation where Harris is balancing between making huge wholesale changes to the cabinet or just kind of sticking with the stability that he's trying to do. And it seems that he's gone down the more stability route.
But that is the challenge, isn't it, for Simon Harris? I guess when people talk about what he would like to achieve is that, you know, we don't have long to go before there's going to be a summer recess, and then you've got a budget, and then you're firmly into general election territory, aren't you?
Well, this is the thing, yeah. So you have the elections coming up, and the Europeans and the locals. What happens there might colour the opinions of what people might do in the coming months as you lead up to the budget. I can't see general election before the November budget. I've just got a text there to say Jennifer Carroll McNeill is in with the Taoiseach, so we'll see what happens there. There is some talk that she could be made European Affairs Minister, and that could be announced today too. But there's a lot to be played for. But on the election front, yeah, there's going to be, Simon Harris has said he wants to see it out. Eamon Ryan has said he wants to see it out. Micheál Martin has said he wants to see it out. So I suspect we're going to have an election sometime around March next year. is I would say the smart money is on.
Philip Ryan, political editor with the Irish Independent. Philip, listen, thank you for the latest. As soon as any more news comes through, we'll bring it to you here on the show. But Patrick O'Donovan, Minister for Higher Education, Peter Burke, a Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, it looks like they've vacated positions with responsibility for the Office of Public Works and European Affairs, respectively. Hildegard Nocton has been in. She's currently Chief Whip. Jennifer Callum-McNeill, a lot of people speculating there's a job in the offing for her. She's currently in with the Taoiseach. So we are awaiting news on both of those fronts. With me to discuss all of this, the implications of saying Barry Ward, Fine Gael Senator, Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin spokesperson on foreign affairs and defence. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome. Barry, why do you think these are the right people to achieve great things for Fine Gael in 10 months?
Well, I think there's a very strong team there, as you can see, and the ministers who are staying in their positions are people who have a great track record. The two people who Philip has mentioned there, Peter Burke, who has really shown his mettle. He's been around for quite a long time. He has been underestimated by a lot of people. And I think actually in the job that he's done in European affairs, he's shown himself to be a very steady hand and somebody who can be relied upon. Patrick O'Donovan, similarly as Minister for OPW, has done huge work, particularly in addressing flooding concerns around the country. And he has a track record that he can build on. Both the portfolios that they're taking over, Peter in the case of Enterprise, obviously hugely important. We're now at a full employment stage, so there's a lot of work still to be done to make sure we maintain that so that we future-proof the economy against shocks that might come internationally. So he's got his work cut out, but I have every confidence in him. And similarly then in relation to Patrick for further and higher education, Simon Harris himself has kind of set the path there in terms of opening up opportunities for people, particularly through apprenticeships and things like that. That still has to be developed. There's a lot of work to be done in student accommodation, facilitating people going into college. So great potential there, but work to be done still.
Matt Carthy, I mentioned, is with us as well, Sinn Féin TD. Matt, what's your assessment of the new cabinet?
It's all very underwhelming, I would contend. This is not any change in any meaningful way. This was a day that should have been an opportunity for the Irish people to, in the first instance, pass judgment on this current government, and in the second instance, decide who it was that we need to form the next government that would face the very real crises that we have been left with as a result of 4 years already of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, the Green Party, supported by independent TDs, of course. Unfortunately, the government parties didn't have the guts to call the general election. They're running scared of the electorate, and my fear is that we have another 10, 11, 12 months of record homelessness figures getting worse, record house prices getting worse, record issues in terms of our health services getting worse. And all of those are the legacy of Fine Gael. And Simon Harris is going to be more of the same. He's essentially trying to promise that he'll do in 10 months what Fine Gael hasn't done in 13 years in office. And I don't think anyone's buying it.
Barry, I know you're going to disagree with an awful lot of what Matt says, but to the point that it is a very short space of time to actually do anything constructively. You're not going to build the 250,000 houses that Simon Harris talked about at the weekend between now and the general election. I know, and I appreciate that. But my point being, and I think one of the points Matt making, that, you know, a new government can't do anything in this short space of time.
Well, no, I wouldn't agree with that. And I wrote down five things. You can see Matt has said four of them. So what's underwhelming about what Matt has said is the same tone that we've got from Sinn Féin. The tone of Mary Lou MacDonald's speech in the Dáil today, which was just ungracious in every respect. Didn't even take the time to acknowledge the work that Leo Varadkar has done, to acknowledge Simon Harris, his achievement, his family's presence. What's underwhelming is what Matt is saying. Instead of acknowledging the fact that there is potential for this government to achieve, all he wants to do is pour cold water on it. And that's Sinn Féin's way, and that's fine. The reality is there is 11 months here of work to be done, achievements to be made.
You're giving out that they didn't say nice enough things about you.
No, but I think it's a mark of them, that at a time when, you know, most parties, including other opposition leaders, I watched Ivana Bacic, Holly Cairns, others who spoke, who acknowledged those personal things. And it's a personal thing. I'm not asking them to tell us how great the government is. We all know how great the government is, but I'm asking them just to acknowledge the fact that there is a lot of a personal achievement for Simon Harris today. There is also, it's worth recognising that Leo Varadkar has made an extraordinary personal achievement. And the thing is, it takes away from politics when people think they can't acknowledge that, that's somehow something that shouldn't be said. It's totally legitimate to criticise the government. Do it all you like. But it becomes personal, and all of politics gets dragged down when it's made just about criticism all the time.
When you have got European and local elections coming up, then you've got a summer recess, then you've got a budget, and then whether the election is late this year or early next year, you're in kind of electioneering territory from that point. What can a government achieve?
Well, there's lots of things. First of all, there are lots of programmes in train already. And we know, for example, housing completions are up and up and up. We've made improvements in lots of respects in terms of economic growth, in terms of safeguarding, in terms of various policies in various departments. Anybody who says that a government can't achieve anything in 11 months has no understanding really of what a government, what it can be to be in government. And maybe that is perhaps the problem that Sinn Féin has. You can achieve great things, but if you put your mind to it and you're willing to work and put forward proposals that are workable and deliverable in that time, there is lots that can be done.
That's really true, because I speak to some of your colleagues, and actually what they say, and quite openly, and I've said it here on air as well, is that one of the frustrations of politics is how long it takes to get anything done. And how slow-moving things are. And partly that's built into the system, so you don't have huge changes overnight. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the idea that kind of a senior cabinet minister would say, yeah, it's actually very slow, and what frustrates me is I can't affect change, and now you're here saying, oh no, in 11 months we can do magical things.
Not magical things, but you can get things done. And one of the things you mentioned yourself, Kieran, was the budget. That's going to be a hugely important part of getting things done. And remember, you have in place here a programme for government between three parties and other people that is designed to deliver a number of things over that period of time. Some of them have not yet been delivered. It's absolutely important that the government gets an opportunity to do that for everyone's sake, not just the government's sake, but for the citizens who will benefit from those achievements.
Matt, setting aside politics, would you like to extend your good wishes to the new Taoiseach?
Of course, on a personal level, it's a huge achievement for him. But I note that Barry and Fine Gael want today to be all about backslapping when the reality is that there are lots of people who are listening to this show right now who are struggling as a result of this government's failures. Nobody is saying that a government can't do anything in 11 months. What I am saying is that this government, in government, means that every single month we're going to see homelessness figures rise. We're going to see house prices rise. We're going to see the cost of rent rise. We're going to see the crisis in our health services worsening. We're going to see the cost of living crisis continue to impact on workers and families. And today, in my view, is proof positive that we need change like never before. We need a new direction, and Sinn Féin set out, and I think Mary Lou McDonald's speech, for anybody who takes the time to actually listen back to it in its entirety, I think what set her apart from the new Taoiseach's speech was that it was a speech that included a vision for a better and a fairer country, and indeed a united country. And I think that's what is needed. And what we are saying is, if Fine Gael and Barry are so confident in what they are trying to sell today, well then sell it to the people in a general election. Let the people pass judgment in the first instance on this government, and then give all other parties the opportunity to set out our stall and our ambition to deliver the change that's so desperately needed.
Now, I was in the chamber for Mary Lou's speech. There was not a vision. There was an awful lot of negativity. And I'm really interested in what Matt and his colleagues in Sinn Féin say, say about needing more change. Is it that you want to change the full employment? Is it that you want to change the fact that we have one of the highest performing economies in the European Union? Is it that you want to change the massive increase in the completions of housing, so they're putting over 500 families in houses every week? Is it that you want to change the performance of this government in terms of bringing down waiting lists? Is it that you want to change the performance of this government in terms of delivering autism classes for children all over this country? Are there problems? Of course there are. That's why we need the time to solve those problems. They want to change. No, but, if they want to change all them, then they should go and tell the people that, because I don't think people want that change.
I think they want the opportunity to go and tell the people that. That's the whole call for a general election.
Well, the government is elected for a 5-year term. We have not yet reached that term. The programme for government that was agreed between the government parties has not yet been completed. There is still work to be done. And this government is delivering for people.
So
which is it, Barry? Is today about actually a change in direction, a new direction, as Simon Harris has said, or is it about a continuation of the existing programme for government? I think everybody understands that it is the latter, that this is about a continuation of policies that have failed. In every metric that matters to so many people, this government are failing. The crises that we have, in one guise or another, all come stem down to the failure of this government to
act with the type of vision and ambition that is required.
What it has achieved is thousands of our young people, well-qualified young people, doctors, nurses, other essential professionals that we need to be working in this state who are currently in Toronto and Sydney and Dubai because they weren't able to put a roof
more
over their head affordably.
More people are coming home than are leaving. Does Nest return to Ireland?
And this is the problem, Barry. You're out of touch. You don't realise the reality of many people. And not only are you out of touch, this government is out of ideas. And it's my contention that the government is out of time because it's time for new
that's
people
because you
with
don't
new
understand
ideas.
The constitutional context. The reality is the government is elected for a 5-year term. We haven't come to that time yet. It still retains the support of the Dáil. You may not be part of that support, Matt, but that's the way things work. And we saw this in 2020 after the election. The hashtag Mary Lou is my Taoiseach. Oh, we won the election. You didn't. The election is won by the parties who form a government and govern the country in the interests of the citizens.
Well, listen, the other news that has come through, I thought, Matt Carthy, when you said out of touch, out of time, you were going to break into Hall & Oates for a moment. But Hildegard Nocton is remaining on as Chief Whip. Apparently, Jennifer Carroll McNeill expected to take over an expanded brief at Minister for European Affairs. So that is the latest news. We're going to have confirmation of that in about 10 minutes time, just over 10 minutes time. The new Taoiseach will walk into the Dáil, and those who have a job will follow him down those steps. So as soon as we have absolute confirmation, we will bring it to you. My thanks to Barry Ward, Fine Gael Senator Matt Carthy, the Sinn Féin spokesperson on Foreign Affairs and Defence.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.